We'll praise. Father, we come to you this morning, acknowledging you, worshiping you, blessing you, thanking you, Father, for this day that you have made. Thanking you, Father, that you have allowed us to get up in our right minds with activity of our limbs, full activity of our limbs, to rejoice and be glad. Father, we know that we don't know what's around the corner, but we know that you are a way maker. We know that you are a promise keeper. We know that you are a miracle worker, and you are a light in the darkness, and you know our names. So we thank you for that, Lord. Father, we ask for a blanket prayer over our relatives and friends and sisters and brothers in the Bahamas, along the Carolinas, here in Tampa, Florida. Father, we speak to the storm. In the name of Jesus, just as Jesus did, and say, peace, be still. Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for this call. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Father, we thank you for the D.H. De Leon family. Father, we thank you for the mandate that you've put on their lives for the very reasons that we are here and we have become family. Father, we thank you for the speaker. We thank you, Lord, for the rich word that is going to come forth this morning. Father, we thank you for Minister Rosman for ushering us in worship this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And now, Father, we feast on the word. We feast on the word that's going to come forth. Oh, God, continue to bless the speaker. Download, and I know you've already done, a special anointing upon them, Lord, so that our ears will not just be, we won't be just hearers of the word, but we will be doers. Bless their going out and coming in. Thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. And I ask, oh, God, that you put a blanket of protection over us. We give you praise and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, you know from the bottom of my heart, you just got to know that I love me some you and walk in the authority that God has given you today because he is a way maker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Minister Willard? Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much. Good morning, Minister Willard. Thank you for his greeting us this morning. And starting out with that powerful prayer, he is a way maker. Lord Jesus, he is a way maker. I just want to thank Minister Rosen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I can't thank you enough this morning for washing us in this morning. Boy, we just got a hallelujah good time here. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let me just want to share with you this morning a little bit about our call. October 2010, the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this call. Yes, they started a call, and they also had it set up with a scripture. Psalms 88:13 said, but to you I have cried out, O Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website that you can look at anytime. It is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All the messages has been archived on that website, as well as the bio of our speakers. The theme for the year in 2019 is God's hand and justice, integrity, and truth is in us. Individually, collectively, and will be clearly be seen. Amen. If you feel led by the Lord, be a part of our blessed ministry as the greeter, as Minister Wolf, and as yours truly, the host. I would like to share this word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer journey, Minister Bernice Terrell, will contact you. We have a phenomenal company. Oh, it is phenomenal. Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artists Light. Great products to help you the world become healthy and wealthy, and you can share. The new motor renovation call is held Monday through Friday after this call. A team of great leaders and give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful products of artists. The number is 712 770-405-712-4005. The PIN number is 294-617 pound, 294-617 pound. If you have the service T-Mobile, Metro PCS, or Boost Mobile, you don't want to be charged, you can use the bypass number. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. And you will not be charged. Today is Tuesday, Presidential Tuesday. We have our sister Shirley James will be our host, and we have a special guest, Jose Malala, will be speaking this morning. We ask everyone to plug into that call and get the information that you need to move forward. We are so grateful this morning. Well, I just want to say to each and everyone, I'm not going to hold you long, but we want to bring our speaker here. We have our speaker, Minister Jackie Henderson, known as Silver Fox. Minister Jackie Henderson is from Indianapolis, Indiana, the racing capital of the world. She's the elder of five siblings. She's a mother of an amazing son, Joseph, and a daughter, Latrice. Grandson, Caleb, and I think she just had a new baby to come in her midst. She served as a co-chair of Civil Service and Human Rights. She is the artist distributor. Minister Jackie's daily mission is to grow with wisdom, be used by God. Her goal is to strong to her purpose and fulfill her destiny. Minister Jackie is, she's on, we come to the conference and we know that she's going to be there. It's a lot of fun. We love seeing her. Without further ado, let me introduce to some and present to others none other than my friend, Minister Jackie Terrell. Minister Jackie, are you out there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Cynthia Cox. I thank you so very much for helping us out this morning. But I want you to know that I am Dr. PK, and I'm going to be stepping right up to the plate here this morning and batting this ball and see where we are going. Minister Jackie's voice, she is struggling a little bit with, when you work with these babies, they have a way of bringing us what we don't want. But God, I tell you the truth, Minister Rosalyn let us know this morning that Jesus is a way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper. That is who he is right now. And we are speaking healing to the body of our own Minister Jackie. Thank you so much. And I thank God and praise God for this TMC family, for our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and what she does and how she brings life to this particular call each and every day as she is right there working with us. Thank God for Minister Willard this morning there in the Florida, in the state of Florida, and each of you for what you do for us. As we are preparing, this is the month of September. I said on yesterday, it is a month of birthing. It is our time to begin our quarterly fast. It is our time for us to get in the position of bringing forth those promises that God has spoken over our lives. Somebody ought to say, amen, amen. I'm ready, Dr. Roberts. Way maker, miracle worker, that is who he is, and that's what we are needing. It is also a time as we are looking at TV when we as prayer warriors must step up to the plate and decree and declare a thing and decree and declare over the Bahamas, decree and declare over the Florida Keys and down on the coast of the Carolinas as Dorian is attempting to do her thing. We are speaking peace. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Peace. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Peace to the winds. Stop. Stop in the name of Jesus.
peace to the hearts of the people who are crying out. I've gotten calls, and Lord have mercy, Jesus. It's something when you feel that there is nothing that you can do, and there is nothing we can do with the winds but speak to them as Jesus did. Speak, and I want us to start saying what it is that we want. And that leads me right into our message for today, which will be a part two of What Are You Saying? I started off yesterday talking about how we can decree a thing, and it can be and shall be established unto us. And today I'm going to go on, and it gave you three-point strategy as you are preparing to get ready to go through this 10-day fast. We are not starting it weak and raggedy. We are starting it strong. We are starting this fast today with a made-up mind that we are going through it and acquire those things that God has for us. Somebody say amen to Dr. PK. So those of you who have not received your anointing oil, got your anointing oil, purchased it, because you haven't called me about blessing it and consecrating it, you already have some. I want you to get to anointing yourself this morning. Place that cross in the center of your forehead, decreeing and declaring that this is your time and season, and that your mind is made up to go forward with this prayer and with this fasting, that you are going to be proactive about what you're saying out of your mouth, and you have your affirmations ready so that you will receive what you need. You are fortifying yourself for the journey, and you have good music and plan, and you are guarding your ear gates. With that being said, let us get right into our word today. Have you ever heard the saying, when you were a little girl, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Liar, liar, pants on fire, that is a lie. Words attack. Write that down. Words attack. A-T-T-A-C-K. Words matter. Words spoken out of time can injure, can break a relationship, can offend and destroy. But a word spoken in due season can surely bring joy. Yes. Have you ever left a conversation, looking back on it, you know that you left plenty of debris behind because you told somebody off. You tore up some things and made things a mess in that situation. I love the Lord. You all, and I decree and declare that I love God's people. However, I'm very careful about the people I let up in my space. Why? Because words affect me profoundly. You need to know that they affect you profoundly as well. Many people, even the Christians, are not careful with what come out of their mouths. And what come out of their mouths come out of their hearts. We need to be careful. You see, words are attached, A-T-T-A-C-H-E-D, to the heart. I don't want to be around people who always have something critical to say about someone else and even about themselves. I can't do this. You don't know how bad things are for me. I will not allow you to contaminate my heart with your contaminated heart. I can't be around people with negative confessions. Well, I don't know if God's going to do that for me. You don't understand. I things are a little worse for me. Dr. PK is preaching all that stuff, but I don't want to know. I don't know. Get out of my space. The devil is a liar. Do not allow for that kind of mess to be spewed all over you. I am very careful when I am praying about those who will be working with you and be your accountability partner during these 10 days, because I am wanting you to build each other up with your words. I am very careful about the information that you will use. That's why Reuben Jordan's journal is what guards your conversation and your prayer when you call each other in the morning and in the evening. The book is The Maker's Diet. The Maker's Diet. I said, Jordan, you need to change the title of that book because I don't believe in diets. Diet, D-I-E, is the first three letters mean die. Now, I don't like that. The Maker's Fast is what I would prefer more that it be, but whenever you're looking for it, Jordan named it The Maker's Diet. Okay, you buy it. It's good for you. So that you are careful about what you are saying as you are going through this fast. It gives you three meditations during the day. I just ask that you do two together and one by yourself in the middle of the day while you are together. What's in your heart is attached to your mouth, and your mouth will speak words that will build or tear down. If I am working to believe that my future is good, and you are speaking that, oh, that things are bad, I'm believing God that things are going to change for me, and you saying, honey, this is just the way things are, working to believe, God, that I'm not going to die in this situation, believing God that this is just a season in my life and this too shall pass. I can't be around people with a nasty heart. I'm getting you ready for this fast. I'm getting you ready because I want you to go through it successful. Somebody say, I hear what you're saying. David said in Psalms, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, oh God. I want you to be pleased with what's coming out of my mouth. Words can change your future. Words are tact, and words are words acquit, A-Q-U-I-T. Words become things. Yes, I want you to write this down. Words become things. Jesus says, whatever you say, believe it, and it shall what? It shall come to pass. So that lets us know that words are powerful. Most of us want to see a thing come to pass before we say a thing. So that it can come to pass. I remember when I was broke. We were so poor until we were just poor. P-O. The O-R had run off and left poor. Poor. We were in bad shape. And I had to start saying what I wanted, not what I saw right there in my sight. And I had to start putting pictures of refrigerators up there full of food and houses that I wanted to live in. And I want you to know that I had to start saying, I am the head and not the tail. I know for a fact that I'm above and not beneath. I had to say what it is that I wanted. I've not always lived up here on this mountain here in Asheville overseeing this city. No. I have not always been in this place where glory be to God. I can look around and say, Lord, look how good you are to me. I was in a place where, God, where are you now? Ha, ha, ha. But I'm here to tell you that you can speak your way up out of a situation. Yes, you can. My son said to me the other day, Mama, you need to know how blessed you are. I don't know this mama that's sad and down around the mouth. Mama, come on here. God has placed you in a special place, in special company. He's placed you in my son. I birthed this boy. I taught him. Y'all listen what he told me. He said, Mama, you are in the company of great men and women. Do you understand? God brought Moses to the mountaintop. Mama, you on the mountaintop. God brought Jesus to the mountaintop. Mama, you on the mountaintop. God brought Martin Luther King. He says, I've been to the mountaintop and I've looked over. He said, Mama, you on the mountaintop. What are you seeing up on the mountaintop? What are you going to bring off the mountaintop back down to the valley? Mama, you on the mountaintop. Hey, glory be to God. Hey, glory be to God. Where are you and what are you saying? What are you saying? Even if you're in the valley, I want you to say, I'm on the mountaintop and God has given me a vision up here that I'm going to be able to take something from where I am and share it with people who need what I have to say. Come on, somebody, come here. I want you to know that I've not always been where I am today. No, no, no. It doesn't matter where you are in life. You're going to either be going through a challenge, in the midst of a challenge, or just have gone through a challenge whereby you can look back and say, look at God. Are you going to be in the midst of it saying, I know God is right here with me? Woo, glory. It reminded me of when I was sick. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis, Mycobacteria kinsasi, pneumonia. Had been given a stamp, a time stamp of death on my life that I wouldn't live. But I have you to know today that I'm here living with diseases, with conditions that absolutely took people out of here. Bernie Mac died from sarcoidosis. Had plenty of money, was funny, and I absolutely loved him. I'm here to tell you, you can speak your way out of a situation. I had to begin to say to myself, body, you've got to line up. I am healed in the name of Jesus. I walked out of this situation knowing that Jesus took every disease to the cross with him. I decree and declare that I shall live and not die. Glory be to God today, you all. I want you to understand that words are powerful. We hear this so much, but then do we really take it and speak in the midst of our situation when we look around and we can't see our way out of the situation? When we look at our bank account and we've got more money than money. Ooh, glory be to God. When we look at our children and they are doing what we know we taught them to do. Ooh, God, what do we say in the midst of those situations? Not that my child is a bad child. My child is busy, yes, yes, yes. But I thank God that my child is blessed. Why? Because the word of God says that I am blessed. My seed is blessed and my seed is blessed. When JD came in here, I said, boy, come here. What's wrong with you? Don't you see me this morning? He was upset because his daddy had put him on a shirt he didn't like. I said, we can rectify this situation. Let me call your daddy. Is there the reason that you just want him to wear this shirt? Can we put him on one with some color? He wants some color this morning. It takes a village to raise children. I'm glad I'm here. He said, I was just so busy. I just didn't want to hear. I said, put this on. You didn't put your clothes out last night, and you're going to wear what I say. I said, boy, you're going to do what your daddy said, and you're going to do this thing right. Now, we're going to put you on a shirt of color this morning, but I want you to understand from day now on, you get your clothes out at night like your daddy say, then you don't have to be punished in the morning. Now you want to go out here looking crazy. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke all of this. I thank you that I have children with a mind of Christ. I thank you. Glory to God. I snatch you back up in here like you're supposed to be. Put a smile on your face. You got joy in your heart. We speak joy. We can speak damnation or we can speak joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And I bless him this morning. What are you saying? What are you saying? Dr. PK, I've never fasted before. I don't know if I can do this. Good. That is the problem. Now let's talk the solution. We'll never talk that problem again because I have the solution to it. Come, call me. Let's get on with it. I've done it. Many have done it and see the results of it. I said we need to, at the end of this fast, take a little day, take one of our days, and just talk about the testimonies of the results of our having fasted so people can understand the word that says we overcome by the words of our testimony. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice this morning, but I'm feeling good down to my sanctified soul. Not only am I feeling good because physically I feel good, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually I feel strong. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. He's attacked some of my folks over in the Bahamas, and I ain't liking it today. He's threatening some of my children down there in Florida, and I sure ain't happy about it today. I decree and declare that safety is there for my people in the name of Jesus. I don't care how much water is over there and how many sharks are floating around. My people, I call up out of there somehow. They are going to be safe. They're going to be just fine. I see it. I say it. I'm speaking it in the name of Jesus. Who is connecting with me right now? Oh, yes, I know my time is out, and it's time for me to go on and let you all come on and take this call. But I want you all to know that we are beginning 10 days of power, and if you want to be a part of it, just call me at 586-747-8000 again. 586-747-8000, and let me give you a partner that I know is going to say the things that you need to be, that you need to hear as you are going through. I do have the mind of Christ. I'm strong and powerful, and I'm ready for whatever it is that the Lord has for me to do. Together, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. Come on and take the call back, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you. Thank you, co-founder Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, for that profound word. You just, oh, my God, you just messed up my day, but I'm going to move forward. I ask you to come back and close us out in benediction. I am all Dr. P.K. Roberts. Oh, Lord, it's a power. Well, let us pray over prayer requests. Oh, God, oh, powerful God, I am so grateful for your script this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you for Minister Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, our co-founder, Lord. Hallelujah, the word that we need to hear this morning, Lord. Thank you. What a word this morning. I can't thank you enough, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for that. Oh, Lord, we are going on. I am going on the fast, Lord. I need it right now, Lord. I need you. God, I ask you to send out a blessing over Dr. P.K. Roberts. What an overflow of blessing that she cannot even contain. Lord, we pray for her this morning for that word. I can't thank her enough. Well, Lord, she's one of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, two of the most fabulous ladies I know, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Oh, Lord, I thank them for this master's call. Lord, had it been for them, where would I be, Lord? I thank you this morning. I pray for every prayer warrior and guest that joined us and thought it was not robbery to be with us this morning, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing honest life worldwide. Pray, Lord, we pray this morning for everyone in the storm path, Lord Jesus. Go with them and just protect them, Lord. Protect them through all this, Lord. You know, you already know, Lord. Hallelujah. I pray for the Bahamas family, Lord, and that WhatsApp app. I listened to it. I was so taken back. Father God, we give me the strength to go on this morning. We pray for the sick and shut in this morning. Visit the nursing home, Lord, the hospitals, Lord. They need you this morning. We're going to pray for Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Scott, Mother Eleanor. We pray for them this morning, Lord. They are our pillars. Showing us that they can make it, we can make it too, Lord. Lord, we pray for every bereaving family, Lord. Give a special prayer for Reverend Dupree, lost his daughter yesterday to cancer. Oh, Danielle left us yesterday, Lord. Give them the strength to go on this morning, Lord. Help everyone this morning, Lord. We need you. We need you like we never need you before. Lord, comfort them this morning. Comfort them. Comfort anybody that have lost someone. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to realize that we love you, we thank you, and we are faithful. We be able, Lord, to love you. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you. Let me just give you some updates of this morning. the playback. I knew you want to hear it. I'm going to share it on my Bible study course. This number, playback number, is a powerful message this morning. It's 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. Well, the new motivation call was right after this. Please plug into that call. We have, like I said, Miss Sister Shirley James will be the host, and we will have our guest speaker, Jose Man, and I are going to be speaking today. So please, everybody, plug into that call. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. Thank you, Minister Willow, for greeting us and everyone opening us into the prayer this morning. Thank you, Minister Marlin, for that, for your praise and worship. And I can't give a special thank you to Dr. PK. You know Dr. PK just threw me off this morning, but thank you once again for your powerful message this morning. Will you close us out in benediction, please?
Thank you also, ministers. Honorable Cynthia Cox. Father, in Jesus' name, we unite this morning as we begin this 10-day consecration. We lay out before you, God, and say, have your way, decreeing and declaring that your promises and your purpose for our lives is being fulfilled. Now may your grace, your mercy, your love, and your sweet Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each of us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life, my friend. Bye-bye.